This is program number LW2658. Well, there seems to be one thing that really stands out in President Woodrow Wilson's life. Hi, this is Larry West. If you could examine all the presidents, it would be obvious that just a few of them could match Woodrow Wilson's efforts for peace. He hated war vehemently and did everything he could to keep the United States out of World War I. I don't know if you know much about Woodrow Wilson or not, but you might be interested to know that when the war was over, this president went to Europe and received one of the most tumultuous receptions ever given to any leader. The Europeans hailed Woodrow Wilson as the hope of humanity. He went to Paris, taking with him a dream, wanting to bring nations together in what was called the League of Nations. He had painstakingly tooled out a plan to prevent the horror of another war. London and Paris rocked with cheers, millions lined the streets to see him. Woodrow Wilson was, to them, peace in a person. But one day the cheering stopped. Woodrow Wilson returned to America to sell his idea to his own country, but the Senate wouldn't buy it. He then went to the American people by train, to St. Louis, Kansas City, Des Moines, Omaha, and then to the Northwest. Woodrow Wilson went to the people, and when it was all over, his health was broken. The cheering had ended, and before long, even his dream for a League of Nations was gone too. Some say that Woodrow Wilson's dream for peace was an elusive dream. He never did get it. Peace. It's something we all want, but it seems it's something we seldom find. Dwight Eisenhower, at his final news conference as president, there was a reporter who asked him to sum up his idea of what kind of United States he would like his grandchildren to live in. The outgoing president then answered by saying that he hoped that they could live in a peaceful world. General Douglas MacArthur once said, "Men since the beginning of time have sought peace, but," he said, "military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn, failed." Then he said something that's really devastating. He said, "The problem, basically, is spiritual." He said that to the American people at the Japanese surrender, September 2, 1945. Did you know that since the beginning of recorded time, there has been only 8% of that time that the world has been entirely at peace? In a total of 3,530 years, only 286 have been without war. During that same period of time, 8,000 treaties have been broken. And where does that leave us? Well, yeah, I know. It doesn't leave us with a very good taste in our mouths. On one occasion, though, it was Jesus Christ who said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." We can understand that. Yet, I like what Jesus Christ continued to say. After he said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars," he said, "See that you be not troubled." Now, that really helps. You know, with God, there's always peace, even when a man is in the middle of a war, even though he may have sat in a foxhole in Korea, or in a helicopter in Vietnam, or with those taken captive in Iran a few years ago. If he'll look, he can find peace in the midst of war. Whether he be sitting in a foxhole of loneliness, or is high on worry and frustrations, or whether he be captured with fear and bitterness, depression, resentment, or you name it. Wrestling with those problems that touch all of us, he can still find peace in the midst of his own personal war. That is, he can find peace if he'll look in the right place. And the right place has a name. His name is Jesus Christ. Even at his birth, remember? It was the angel who said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." Praise God for Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What Controls Your Life." I think you'll like it. It's free. What Controls Your Life? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.